Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN Radio on VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. A big shout out to the Christian Television Network audience around the nation, around the world. Joining me today, of course, is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
Mr. Spicy Turkey Man himself.
That's right.
Yes.
That's how I roll.
Oh, wow. Now, did you finally get a fried turkey? I know that was something that you
did. Matter of fact,
speaking of that, John.
Yes,
speaking of that.
Yes.
And a tire turkey, actually.
I've been convicted ever since I had that conversation with Pat about the turkey, because he worked so hard and fixing me a turkey, and by the time I got it,
he calls me, so he's talking to me,
he says, you didn't even mention the turkey, right? And I'm like, oh my goodness. And he says, how was it? I was like, it was good. And I'm like, oh dear God, I'm so sorry. Lord, forgive me. It was dry. By the time I got it, it dried out already.
I told you to come.
So I just felt convicted. You know, I'm sorry that I told you that it was not. I should not have said that.
That's all right.
It was not good.
I forgive you.
Well, you got one.
It dries out when you cook a turkey.
Once you let it sit.
You got to be there. So hopefully next year I'll get an invitation to be there.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
We're making sure about that.
I was walking up down the street looking at my tax to see if I'd get one. No, actually, I was at my daughter's house. I'm looking forward to turkey sandwich today. Ooh. I found out if you slice it real good, it put a lot of skin
really
in there.
Real thin.
I made such a big deal. I think he burned it. He's just getting mad at it because I was having a hard time. No, he didn't. It's dark. It is dark. That's how they look, right?
That's how they look, yeah.
You sure?
Positive. That's how they've always looked the last 10
now,
years.
How was yours?
It was wonderful. I ate mine fresh.
I just blew the ash off the top of it. You know? So that is how they look?
Yeah. Chris, is that how they look?
That's how they look.
Right. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Boy,
help me out.
Wow. These are tough guys. Sons of Thunder can choose some tough turkey. No, seriously, I'm excited about it. I can imagine what a turkey sandwich is going to be like. But we had a wonderful time this Thanksgiving. I hope everybody did, all of our listeners and viewers did. A wonderful time. One of y'all got a chance to see us on Thanksgiving Day talking about being grateful and thankful and all. And there's so much more added to that. But I'm thankful for and grateful to be able to spend time with my daughter and her husband, Blake, who is a drag racer. Did I tell you he's a drag racer?
No, you told us.
He races cars on short racetracks.
Yeah.
Rapidly. And did I tell you he's a drag racer?
Yeah, I saw his poster on your wall.
Did you? I need a poster, Blake. I gotta have a poster. Well, you know, when we were in Texas,
he would put it up now.
Yeah,
he would put it up if I had room.
I don't have any room on my walls. Isn't that amazing? I got all this wall space and no room.
It's amazing.
I think the way to go is a digital monitor. That way I can just kind of rotate stuff in. Hey. Well, you know, here we are moving into the Christmas season. And we're going to be talking, hopefully, between now and Christmas about many things. And we're looking forward to tomorrow beginning. So we want to be able to hear before each of our segments some nice remembering moments of short Christmas music. So we need to focus. It takes a lot of effort and energy in this environment to remember what it's all about. You know, like chestnuts roasting on an open fire. You don't have a clue what those are.
Oh, gosh.
He's thinking about, does DC Talk do any Christmas music? You know, yeah. Does Toby Mac got a little stuff going on? Yeah, I mean, just we got to go back, you know. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Wow, way back.
The one John used to know.
Just like the one.
In Jersey.
Yeah, exactly. No more white Christmas.
Where the treetops are covered with snow, too, and there's mud holes, and there's... we'll go beyond that. But
Just the first fall.
Yeah. Or Jingle Bells. Is that right? Jingle Bells.
Allegedly. I don't know. Yeah.
How about Away in the Manger? Away in the Manger.
I think we actually have Pat singing Jingle Bells when he was little.
Do we?
His hair looked just like Isaac's hair, as a matter of fact. It looked just like Isaac's hair, his nephew's.
Pretty close.
It was all bushed out. He had a headset on like that.
I did.
His hair was all, you couldn't see the headset almost.
Was this last year?
Yeah, that was prophetic. That was prophetic right there. That was a prophetic thing.
It was. How about that?
Isn't that amazing?
Wow. That is.
Yeah, it was for the typewriter incident. type the letters. Don't use wire hangers. Just joking. Second street. Right?
Default.
Yeah. Man, I could tell you some stories about burning down the A&W Woods. But anyway, I can't do that. You know, there are businesses where...
I think you told my son that.
Did I really?
Did you know? I'm like, what?
Well, I try to balance it out
with him anymore.
I try to balance it out with Pat's Second Street and my Second Street, and you don't have a street yet.
Oh my goodness.
We're still waiting for people to write in to let us know. You can post it on our Facebook or anything like that.
He never made mistakes.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Northern New York, Jersey, Fort Walton Beach,
down the list.
UWF, University of West Florida, down there on the Gulf Coast somewhere. Just write us. Let us know.
That's right.
Oh, there's plenty.
Alpha Pi Sigma Roy. Whatever they're called. Right.
Roy will come up back then.
Young out of college. Like, Alpha Pi Sigma Roy. Yeah. Anyway. Well, I know I got a letter. We're going to be talking about, if you haven't yet seen these segments, you can see them on the highlights, you know, seeking justice for Roy Middleton. Mm. But I got a letter from an attorney that said if I wanted to talk to Roy now, I'd talk to his attorney. So I'm not going to talk to Roy, I guess.
Wow.
But,
That's serious.
Yeah, I know. I just like, oh, I'm glad I had to do it. But yeah, I guess he's got an attorney or something. But I want to say this for all the citizens who are thinking about, you know, all the law enforcement in our neighborhoods and communities. Listen, you know, you have people that you work with that you're thinking, how did they get here?
Mm.
I mean, we don't have that, do we?
Yeah.
We don't have it. We don't have that at all, do we?
No. I ask myself that all the time. Of myself.
I wasn't talking about you. Okay, no, anyway. So, think about it. I mean, so you know that. But when it comes to other trades, sometimes we forget that.
Yeah.
And so you go to the hospital and you see a nurse and you automatically assume all the nurses are that way. And they're not that way. That was that nurse that you dealt with. Or you go to a college or a university and you have one professor there. And this one professor writes his own book and he gets denied tenure and forces it down your throat. Okay, I'll let it go. And they told him, one of my professors, says, you cannot use your book. And so he actually ripped it apart, Xeroxed it, and passed it out because they wouldn't give him his
tenure
and all that. And so, no, he had tenure. They just wouldn't accept his book as part of the
curriculum
because he probably would have been fired. And so then you can categorize all the professors the same way. And it's very important to understand as well that we have a lot of great law enforcement officers. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, we were talking about it on VFN TV and VFN Radio to understand that it's not all officers that way. It's not all police officers that way. And by not bringing justice in this particular area with such a tragic situation, it can cause you, and you need to kind of help not do that, go to the direction of thinking all officers are that way. They have no choice. This is what happens with all the deputies in America. You pick their boss, and they work for the boss that you pick for them. It's called it's elected congressional or a constitutional officer. Mm-hmm. And so they have to do whatever the boss that you chose for them to do. And so they're stuck, and for the good or for the bad, whatever it is. And so the thing to go to is actually the leader who you chose, not necessarily to the officers. And because I worked with officers for almost 10 years. And these are some of these men and women are still on the street. Some of them are in the FBI. Some of them are in the FDLE, Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Some of them are on Border Patrol now. Some of them are on several federal marshals office. Some of them are in a county, and some of them are in city law enforcement. And they're high quality officers. So just because, you know, one or two things happen bad by these individuals, officers, just like in your office, doesn't mean everybody in your office, including you, is that way. It just means they're that way. And officers can't say anything. I mean, they're pretty much stuck with the boss that you chose them, good or bad. And so the person you would talk to is actually the one that you chose to be there. And they could, you know, answer for that either way. But I just feel like, you know, I'm just, my biggest concern in America, because what we see is going to happen in America. I'm telling you, we're going to talk about Black Friday today. You know, what happened in the stores on after and Thanksgiving. And that's people that are getting, they're paying for the stuff. They're mowing people down, stunning people with stun guns, beating them up, just hurting folk over stuff they're paying for. Now imagine people think they can get it for free. And all of a sudden there's this mindset that says, hey, you can just go take it. You can get it for free. Now, if people will do that for a 25, 35% discount, imagine the stampede of folks happening in society that start, you know, like the Watts riots and all these different things, just start going into stores and start taking things and going into houses, taking things. Well, let me tell you who's going to be there for you. It's going to be these good officers. It's going to be these men and women who every single day, you know, protect us and keep the criminal element from coming into our homes and do their best that they can do to do that. And if you place them in your mind in the wrong mindset, then they're not who's for them. And if we're not for them, then why should they be for us?
Right.
And when we saw the hurricanes hit in New Orleans with Katrina, there's a big dilemma. I mean, officers in a big dilemma, because should I go protect my family and my home from this hurricane? Or should I stay here in the streets? And even some of them said, should I go ahead and go shopping now for some stuff in the store here on Canal Street? Because I might not have any, you know, food. At the same time, they were killing a few folks in the hospital there. An author that just wrote a book called 20 Days or something or whatever, but she's writing about that they euthanized like 20 people in the hospital because they thought, well, we're not gonna be able to transport them and all, let's just kill them. And they're on trial and all that as well.
Wow.
But yeah, and so that's some serious stuff. And these are huge things going on. Well, let me tell you, the majority of officers are good. They're good. Every single day they get up and choose to go out there and defend you and to be sit on the witness stands and be falsely accused by the defense attorney trying to get their client off the case and their integrity always questioned. And they do this day in and day out and day in and day out. And so I want to encourage you, as we're being grateful and thankful during this Thanksgiving and Christmas, to let your officers know, police officers, federal officers, state officers, county officers, let them know, write a letter to your editor or something. Let them know how important they are. And despite a couple bad eggs, understand the majority of the dozen is good, you know. And that we're going to be talking about in this next part is Amazon.com's founders now talking about using drones to deliver your packages in 30 minutes or less. Maybe pizza will come that way. Also, Bono's talking about that we may be in a generation that AIDS-free generation's coming up as well. We'll be talking about that. Sad to say, you know, Paul Franklin Crouch passed away, and we'll be talking about that, the founder of TBN. And the Chilean president candidate gives her life to the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, wow. This is about Tim Tebow, Forbes' most influential person going on. Also about the Obamacare. They're actually promoting now with healthcare, encouraging sexual encounters. And you can do that now because you got Obamacare to take care of and so much more. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'm presently a student attending a community college, and I'm required to take a biology class for my degree. In the class, evolution is presented as the unifying theory of biology, and when test time comes, I'm going to be required to regurgitate this information back as if it's fact. Evolution can't be proven scientifically, and I'm wondering if I have any legal recourse such that I won't have to do that.
You're going to have to take the test. You don't don't get to opt out of the curriculum. This isn't a high school situation. They're allowed to teach a curriculum pursuant to their curriculum committees at the college. And you don't have to say, I believe that evolution is correct. If they were to come back and say, look, I'm requiring you to believe this, that would be a very different scenario and a very different question.
For more information about student rights, visit us on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
I want to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner? You click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there. Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now. Mm-hmm. And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision-making, of why you're going to get married or why you're going to need to stay married or why you need to have family or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for The Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. Welcome back. Here we are, moving closer. We are in the Christmas season, just celebrating Christmas. I am pumped about us hearing some jingles and some stuff going on. I think, you know,
last year our producer had to go
nuts roasting on an open fire, turkeys burning in the fryer. We're gonna have all those wonderful things
tomorrow.
Happening.
That's good. Do that again.
Tomorrow.
There you go. Now you're thinking.
I was so excited. Okay, listen, the founder of, and I don't have this video. I mean, you have it, I guess. The founder of Amazon.com, which is
Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff
Bezos.
He is talking about delivering the packages now. This is what's happening. Jeff Bezos is talking about delivering through airmail. You heard the background wind, and our packages by drones
in 30 minutes
or less to deliver your packages. I was pretty impressed with 2-day delivery.
Hey, yeah, right.
That's almost as fast as a pizza already.
Almost.
I mean, this is what we need. We need food other than pizza delivered by drones.
I don't know about that. Pizza delivery is pretty
crickets.
Good. Come on now.
But they actually, he's actually talking about, and we have available for you this particular video. You can watch it take place where you can push a button. You can push a button on your order form, and this is what he's envisioning here. You can watch this video. We'll make it available for you on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. And imagine that your GPS location is locked in by Amazon.com and the drone. In other words, the stuff they know about us already, they're making it available to the retailers. And then all of a sudden, the drone just kind of lands in your front yard, and all of a sudden, a package gets dropped off. Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing? Can you imagine how drones all through the air?
Like locusts. They'll be everywhere.
All right.
Everywhere.
Like locusts. Well, that's prophetic, right? It's a drone war. How do you know which drone is Amazon and which one is Al-Qaeda?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Run that. No, that's my book, dude. That's my book coming
Don't
right
Don't shoot
there.
It down.
Yeah, that right. is my book. Yeah, Bono just reported, he's a singer. He just reported on CBS News this weekend. You know, he's been focusing on the AIDS epidemic, and President George Bush, really, to his surprise, was a big time supporter of trying to eliminate AIDS, especially in Africa. Mm-hmm. And one thing he said was so powerful when he was talking on this interview on CBS News is that it's so important. A person's place of birth, here it is. An accident of where you live cannot decide whether you live. An accident of where you live cannot decide whether you live. I think it's just so powerful because, you know, so many of us take credit for where we're at as if God didn't allow us to be born there.
Right. Mm-hmm. In America. Right.
And then not think about anybody else that's born in a different environment. And he was talking about it. It was ABC News. ABC News this weekend. And Bono. And he used to be a singer with YouTube. I think he's on his own now or whatever. But he has the Red Project. But he's talking about envisioning a generation free of AIDS, which is huge. And but in Malawi, when he was talking about Malawi, when you got a diagnosis from your doctor that you had AIDS, it was a death sentence. But now because of the investment of America, by the way, America's invested deeply in it. And President Obama, from what I understand and what he's reported this weekend, Abona, that he's actually, they're staying with George Bush's policies, Bush's policies, and continuing to rid the earth of this dreaded disease, which I thought was just pretty amazing, because that was his vision. It was like a vision coming to pass. His concern was that we're getting so close to the end that people will become lethargic over it.
Bonus. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. That because you get so close, people say, we're already there already. Like, no, we're not fully there yet. Mm. Well, this November the 30th, Paul Franklin Crouch, the founder of Trinity Broadcasting Network, who I believe was in 1972 or 73 when he had founded it. And the first thing he said over the airways was, "Hello, church." Mm-hmm. And when we launched VFN TV, that's one of the things that we said, you know, "Hello, church," in regards to the digital age. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing how, because of the pioneers like Paul Crouch, who he's turned it over to his son. And I was watching a little segment. We're going to make it available to you on the VFN Torch. You go to VFNTV.com. Is that, you know, here he is. He's turning this. At some point, you got to turn it over. You just got to totally turn it over. And he just chose to turn it over to his son. And he was just explaining to his son that the same God that's been with me and your mother, Jan, will be with you. And he understood that and understanding is like, it's not a guaranteed thing. He's saying, listen, you can depend the way that we turn to God and God provided for us and this happened, that if you do the same things on, then this same God will be there for you as well. And I thought it was a beautiful thing. That was a couple of days before he had actually passed. He was over in, I think the United Kingdom when he was talking about that. And, what a legacy, you know, what a legacy. We want to keep the family in our prayers. This is a big transition because you can say what you want to while the patriarch's there, but when the patriarch goes, that's like, okay now.
Right.
You know, okay now. You ask.
Rehoboam?
Yeah, Rehoboam. Jeroboam and Rehoboam. So Jeroboam. Rehoboam was his son. And of course, David, the patriarch, had passed. Rehoboam is David's son. So he walked with this patriarch. Mm-hmm. But yet he took advice from his buddies instead of taking advice from the elders in that walked with David and him. Mm-hmm. And what they said, the elders said, just be nice, just be kind, work your way through this transition, relax a little bit, and you'll have friends forever. They'll be with you forever. His friend said, beat them hard, work them hard, let them know who's boss.
Right.
And, you know, when you touch God's votes, you're touching God. And, of course, that's when the kingdoms were split and, Rehoboam was walking out of his office one day and, the Lord says, "Hey, I'm going to give you most of my people." Right. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Oh, okay." And that worked out too. Like, I did this. And next thing you know, his name became a curse word. Just cause God's using you don't mean it's going to be good in the long run.
That's
right.
Right.
But, God was, because he lost everybody, but, Judah. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Judah. And Judah stayed there with Rehoboam. And they just used a kind of a curtain to kind of cover up the back part of the sanctuary because of the bad decision. So wisdom says, you know, pray that God would give his son wisdom into taking the wisdom that Rehoboam could have taken.
Yeah.
It's just realize this is your dad's legacy and what God has done through your dad, and then to relax a little bit and seek the Lord and understand those that have walked with your dad have an anointing on their life to help you walk this thing through, and not try to be your dad, not trying to be mm-hmm. the apostle that was before you. Just realize, okay, that was that season. How do we walk this out? A lot of times people start trying to form something around their, I don't know, denominations, you know, organizations and that type of, they're trying to keep something going.
Yeah.
And instead of, you know, reproducing, I know, you know, Brother Ken Summerall, spiritual father to me, this is with the Lord now. He said to us, he said, upon my passing, you know, just continue on. You know, he didn't want anything built around him in the context of that. And so I just encourage you to pray biblically over this whole situation. Pray over them. We have so much more we're going to share in the program coming up. Stay tuned with us. For those that are in Christian Television Network, don't forget you can join us at VFNTV.com. You can download our app 24 hours a day. We're going to continue our program live. Even right now, we'll be covering this Obamacare. They're promoting sexual promiscuity and so much more just to be able to promote the program. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even a map. Visit VFNTV.com. We want to ask you to partner. Listen, you're giving, your contributions, we're doing this together. We're taking the gospel all around the world. Every bit counts. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and it is a big link right there in the middle that says visit our sponsors. I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on visit our sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order, and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com, and I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service, and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the daily radio program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on visit our sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors, thank you to our partners, and God bless.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome. I'm Greg Lancaster. You're joining us here on VFN Radio on VFN TV, Christian Television Network. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Pat Hamilton's joining us.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
We have so much we want to be able to cover and talk to you about, and one of them is the Chilean president. Of course,
yes.
In a moment, we'll cover a couple more topics real quick. Let's know what we're going to be talking about. With this treaty being taken place, lifting of the sanctions on Iran, we're going to share with you the actual facts and show you and encourage you how to be able to contact your senators to give your opinion about which way you think it needs to go. It's not good in the direction that we're going. We've got to stand up for the values of our country. Also, Obamacare is encouraging sexual encounters for young folks and saying, we'll cover everything for you. That's why you want to be able to get on it. But they don't, we're going to hear more about it, but just like, what? Why would you?
That's crazy. Promote that.
Yeah, you know, and so we'll be sharing some of that from CBN News as well. And if you missed the earlier program, Amazon.com is talking about using drones to deliver your products in 30 minutes or less.
Wow.
Which I can imagine them having regional. Well, how long does it take to fly a drone from, you know, it takes, you know, to drive from, I don't know, Birmingham to Atlanta is probably about, what, 3 hours, 4 hours. A drone would be like 30 minutes. Yeah, it could fly at a rapid rate of speed,
right,
you know, with your gel cream, you know, for your hair. It could deliver that, right?
It's ruthless, isn't it? Just gel cream. I mean, it just keep going.
How do you think that hair stays so perfect like that? the spiced turkey. I'm actually the Amazon. Amazon's amazing.
Oh my goodness!
He buys food on Amazon. You know that?
Yeah.
They talked about that.
Did they? Well, they do sell food.
Groceries. Yeah, groceries.
We need some milk. Give me 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's spoiled. What do you do? Like call a drone back to send it back? Well, I do send it back now if it's broken or something. But somebody's talking smack about Amazon. Like, they deliver in 2 days.
Exactly. You know?
That's great.
They deliver in 2 days. Do you know what Kraft sponsors? Okay, anyway. So talk to us, man. This Chilean president, what's happening
here? Well, it's actually the candidate that's running for office. You know, we've talked about on VFN Torch and VFN Radio about what's happening in South America. You know, in Ecuador, the president of Ecuador, he actually said that if they pass any kind of bills in Ecuador, referring to, you know, abortions and the killing of babies, that he threatened to resign. This is happening in Ecuador.
Wow.
And then, of course, we know about the evangelist that went to Paraguay.
We'll be looking for it while we're talking.
Yes. Nick.
Yes, Nick.
Nick. He went down there. And
from Australia.
No arms, no legs.
Same accent.
It's the universal accent. It's Australian, German, it's Spanish. I like that. Anyway, so Nick,
you gotta stick to what you know.
I see. Just label it. Bring us back. So Nick goes to Paraguay and he gets the parliament there and has them just, you know, cry out
on
for their
knees,
nation. On their
praying,
beautiful video.
Asking God to bless. You can see that on the VFN tour.
Yeah, and we encourage you to post it on Facebook, to send as many.
Invite Nick to Congress in the U.S., to the Senate and to the House of Representatives.
He'll pray. He'll encourage them to get on their knees and see God.
Farewell.
Well, now the candidate that's running, according to the Christian Post, in Chile for president, her name is Evelyn Mathieu. She recently met with evangelicals to discuss her biblical conservative agenda. There's a video on YouTube. The quality is not poor. It's poor. That's why we're not sharing it with you today. But she's actually, you know, praying on, you know, on video, and someone's leading her to the Lord, and she's praying, giving her life to God. And she says, this is what she says. She says, I pledge to continue with the future of our government, and God willing, if I get there, that nothing will be done against what the Bible says. This is her pledge. If you elect me as
Which
president,
country?
Chile. This is in South America.
And forget about Texas. Let me be Chilean.
Oh my goodness, is that awesome?
Como está, Chile?
Yeah, right.
She says she's not for abortion. She's not for euthanizing.
Killing folks,
right. You know, our elderly. Abortion
and euthanization is killing folks on both ends.
Yeah.
Killing babies is abortion, and killing older folks or people they don't think it's deemed necessary to live, it'd be euthanasia, what they did in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina.
Right. So I just think that's just so, so encouraging. She just boldly puts it out there like that, who she is, and she says, listen, if you put me, God willing, you put me in office, I will not do anything that goes against what the Bible says.
That's a test for
them. And I said, wow, that is a huge...
That's a clear, make a choice test for these guys.
So it's pretty encouraging. You're seeing South America, what's happening. You have, you know, these countries that are you know, down on this continent. It's like, my goodness, Lord, you know, let these fires continue to spread, and we need candidates like that that will stand up and say, look, I'm for God, I am a Christian, and I'm not going to put any kind of law or legislation that contradicts what God's word says. I'm just not going to do it. Be on record, you know, and I thought that was so cool. It's encouraging to see the Congressman Jeff Miller speak so boldly about Israel and his stand when we saw him, and we talked about this on VFN Radio last week, if you missed it. I mean, we need as many people that are going to stand with God and with Israel in leadership right now, mm-hmm. and to say it the way it is. And it starts with us, you know. If right. we turn our hearts back, then we'll make sure that we have representatives in those key positions that are willing to stand for God. I mean, we can turn this nation back. We also talked about on that segment where, you know, is it 630,000?
Per representatives?
Right.
700,000.
Population, population in a state for every congressman.
How awesome is that?
Yeah.
You know, so from a grassroots effort, those that are giving their life, 600,000 people in that area give their lives to God, and mm-hmm. they will put a representative from amongst them mm-hmm. that will represent biblical godly values. And I think, wow, that's pretty encouraging.
Yeah, make sure you go back and listen to the segment on Congressman Jeff Miller.
Yeah.
What is the title of the segment there?
We will get it for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we spent some time with him this last Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And he's met with President Assad. He's been a part of all of this. He's there every day in Washington. And some of the things that he shared with us, you need to go back and listen to. In your area, your congressperson, you can actually send this to your congressperson and say, listen, you need to have this same mindset.
Yeah. It's called Congressman Jeff Miller Shares Sobering Reality About Israel and the Potential Nuclear Arms Race. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, and it's cranking up a huge notch. And he even talks about, I think one of the most profound things is a person who's in the know when they say it's getting scarier and scarier.
Right.
No doubt.
And so many people just go, everything's fine. Uh-huh. Everything's fine. Almost like that movie theater thing that said prisoners at the top of it. What do you want me to make them do? I'm like, oh my goodness, you traitor. Did it ever go off? Did the thing ever even happen?
I don't know. It stayed on there, I think.
It
stayed on there.
No, okay. I'm talking about that movie thing.
Oh, I don't know. We all left.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's right. We did leave.
We all left.
It said prisoners over the door. I'm sorry. This is an option. I don't want to go into a place that says prisoners over it. Mm-mm. Man, especially when God's speaking about what he's saying.
The whole church is gathered there. It's like,
I know. It's like, what are y'all doing? It's like nobody had a leader. And the guy's going like, I am a worship leader. I know what's going on. The voice running the guy.
All the prisoners go in. They're like, no, no.
And I'm like, you're a worship leader? You should know better. What are you doing? God's watching this happen, you know. I want to be able to talk about Black Friday. Mm. Black Friday, which was just this Friday, last Friday. And they call it Black Friday one way, but I believe it actually represents a dark Friday. But they call it that because that's when the retail industry goes into the black, which means they're not losing money anymore. Mm-hmm. Mm. So you can imagine that if in fact they the shopping season got cut out for November and December, which is a very short November anyway, that it would just totally wreck the whole retail industry. It's so fragile. Everything's so fragile. But it was amazing. It's the human nature. I mean, you got to see this. And those that are a Christian television network, you can see this. And those that are listening to us on radio around the world and around the nation, you're going to be able to go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, the VFN torch, and you can watch yourself. We're going to make this available to you. You got to see this footage. This is your neighbor. These are your fellow people that you work with. These are Americans. These are fellow citizens of America on Black Friday. You've got to see this. This is overwhelming. And it's going to be 6 minutes of nonstop violence and fighting, people being stunned, wow. People being stunned by stun guns, beat, doors being smashed down, people ran over, all to go in there to get some little flat screen TV wow. or get some little PlayStation 2 or something of that nature. Take a look at this.
All right, everybody, this is what the first 34 to mention right up behind that gentleman. And you gonna tell me to be calm? You can't tell people that kind of attitude. What kind of attitude? Oh, oh, please, flowers, butterflies. Oh, what am I supposed to be doing? That?
You know, I understand your anger, but I can't use your foul language as kids here, please. That's what I'm talking about. You know, we can discuss this calmly, and we can come to some kind of resolution.
Okay, let's come to some kind of
resolution. But I can't. I mean,
what you're looking at, what you're looking at right now, if you're watching Christian Television Network, is you're watching a lady scream at this retail worker, which I believe is at Walmart, and she's saying, don't you understand? How can I be calm? I borrowed a car to get here. We just saw people run over people, people hit people, fight people, push down the barricades, run over the doors, and there's more. You got to see this. Go to VFNTV.com, click on the torch, and understand this is who we've become. The question is, will we become who God's called us to be?
I'm not going to do anything.
And they're fighting over a camera. Ripping things open. Crowds, masses. Now they're packed outside of a retail store. They're pressing in, pressing in, pressing in. Now they're fighting in the middle of the mall.
World Store! World Store! Hey, yo, World Store! Bang, bang! Let's leave them out! Come on!
Now they're pressing, the store clerks now are trying to hold this door back, and they're pressing the whole door in, this huge panel door. They're holding and holding. Finally, just bust open like a flood in a pool, and people just start pouring through the doors, running after stuff. Stuff. That's it. Just stuff. Running over each other. My goodness, it just keeps going on and on and on. Understand this. You can see this whole six-minute video of it's all the clips that's happening. This is just one day. This is one day in America because people thought they can get 25% off or 35% off, they said that this year. But understand this. This is what people do when it's free. I mean, this is what people do when it's actually they pay for it.
They're paying money.
They're paying money for it. Now I'm going to talk to you when we get back about what people will do when it's free.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Wow, at VFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com. Click podcasts.
There is nothing, I meant nothing, Pat, worse than man's religion.
Yeah.
You know, man's attempt to work his way to God.
Right.
You know, I'm just trying to get right in my own works and stuff. And there's nothing more enjoyable than a relationship with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And that he's called us to walk in intimacy with him. I mean, the statement, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, is not just some pat answer to let somebody know that you're saved.
The question is, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you guys chat? Do y'all talk? Mm-hmm. I mean, do you hear him? Do you know his voice? And that, you know, and you may be listening right now and thinking, I didn't know you could do that. I just listened to my preacher talk, or I just listened to my pastor speak, or I listened to teachers, or I read other people who heard from God, which is, you know, that's cool. But God loves you and wants to talk to you.
Right.
You know, and people want, they want this, but sometimes they just need a simple plan to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you can find that plan. We have a plan for you that can begin you on a simple abiding plan. Because he says in John 15, apart from abiding with me, Jesus says this, you can do nothing.
Right.
And if you want to get freedom in your life, you want to begin to do something, you know what I'm saying? And watch what God's able to do. Begin from the point of success, which is abiding with him. You can go right now to iabide.org, just like the iPhone, iabide.org. Read a little bit about it. If you like it, go ahead and write there, request an abiding plan. Immediately, you'll be given an abiding plan. It has a video, has how to do it, some simple little steps to do it. And it's not as complicated as religion made it out to be. Listen, God wants to talk with you. Mm-hmm. You can write your own devotional. Listen, just try it for 6 weeks. Just say, you know, for 6 weeks, I'm going to begin. Because they say it takes about 40 days to build a habit. Mm-hmm. You know, take 6 weeks out of your life and say, you know, for the next 6 weeks, I'm going to abide daily at a certain time in a certain place. And it has all this kind of tell you how to do it. And just watch what happens and see how your life begins. Watch how God begins to speak to you. Mm-hmm. You can find this at iabide.org. Request your free plan today at iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. We're talking about Black Friday, and you're looking at, if you missed it, you can go and see the full 6 minutes on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch and watch Americans. Watch what they do for 25, 35% off and a discount, how we treat each other. And it's like, we're so disconnected. People are so disconnected that this lady had a box in her hand and this man snatches it out of her hand. A man snatches a box out of a lady's hand. Mm-hmm. And she was so tough. She's like, no, you don't. And it was like, oh my goodness. I mean, aren't you embarrassed? And I was like, no, we're not. Pushing over barricades. I mean, there was this whole, imagine this huge commercial roll down steel door. They had three of these steel doors in front of this retail store. And you're going to see this on the VFN Torch. And they have it, the steel doors. Yeah. I mean, come on. That holds everybody back, right? And that's why they have them in all the major crime areas. Well, the crowd was pressing so hard that they pressed on those steel doors, these roll-down doors, and pressed them open. And all of a sudden, it was like a, I don't know if you've ever seen America's Funniest Videos, but quite often they have like a above-ground put-together pool that blows open on the sides. And it's like the water busts forth. And that was like the sea of humanity just busted forth. And they just poured in, did they not? You got to see this. If you haven't seen this. And what I'm the reason why I'm talking about this is because this is what God has been showing us. This is who we've become. This is who, you can say what you want to, but this is who we come up become. And that's why a government can say to us, listen, I'll give you free health care. I'll give you free health care. I'll give whatever you want. And people say, free? Look what I do for 35% off. Look how I treat my fellow Americans for 35% off. Imagine if I got a free phone. If I get a free place to live, and I was reminding me of somebody who lives in Denmark with their tax rate last time reported was at 50%. And the person talks to me and I said, 50%? Oh my goodness. How are you making it? And he goes, well, if I had a job, I'd even pay more. It's because the thing is, his whole life was being taken care of by the folks that are working.
Right.
And it's like at some point, it just tilts over at some point. It just tilts over and you become, and of course, yes, it is like that, and they call even Denmark the happiest place. But you know what? Guess what? It's also considered one of the most dark places.
Yeah,
it's one of the most stronghold areas. You know, I've been there. It's dark. It's just given itself over to the wrong thing in the context of it. So yeah, you can actually be in captivity and let your master pay for everything, or you can be a slave to Jesus Christ and let him bless you with everything that, that he has, and including understand that here. So here we go. So if that's what's happening right now, this right now, a couple of days ago in Black Friday, understand that, and you missed the tasing part. There's a woman tasing another one. But understand, if that's what people will do for a discount, what do you think they're going to do when all of a sudden it looks like society's breaking down? It looks like I don't have a job tomorrow. It looks like there's only so much stuff left on the shelves. Mm-hmm. And we've seen hurricanes come and disaster like that. And within it looks like that pretty much at the, on the shelves over food. Yeah. But once the shelves are empty, I don't know, in about 24 hours, there's nothing else coming.
That's right.
And so, and then people start looking at, okay, well, I'm going to go into your house.
That's right.
I'm going to go into these stores. And they start just breaking into places. And it's called looting and rioting. And they see it more as a survival mode, or it's time to get mine.
Right.
And
justifiable stealing.
Yeah. And understand this, that God will prevent this. If we turn to God, and you got to hear, you know, Josiah, you got to hear... go to VFN TV and the store there and get Is America Under God's Judgment? What do? No one cries for justice. Get it, you know, and understand that. And restoring the purity and giving again. I mean, that's available right now as an offer to you for any gift whatsoever. You can offer, we'll offer you the teaching about restoring the purity and giving. It's so important because, you know, what is this about? It's based off of lust now. You have so many people defining lust as something that has to do with just sexuality, but it's actually PMS, power, money, and sex. And this is a lust for things and stuff and just this ravenous, you know, why would this man want a PlayStation that bad or a flat screen that bad?
Or a blow dryer. They're chasing people down for the insignificant dumb stuff, you know, like...
The really? Digital things is like, this is all a figment of your imagination. It's not, it's an image. It's not real, but they're like, but it's got me. Mm. I will actually diss you, woman, if you don't let go of this flat screen, 32-inch flat screen. It was embarrassing. But now we have Obamacare, reported by CBN News. Obamacare is reporting, running ads to encourage sexual encounters. It's amazing. Listen up.
Congressional Democrats are growing increasingly worried about the problems with Obamacare. Politico reports they're ready to launch their own attacks against President Obama if the healthcare website isn't fixed by the end of the month. Many Democrats are not confident the administration has a plan to fix Obamacare's failures or help them in next year's elections. They're worried the problems could lead to their defeat in 2014.
The national marketing strategy for Obamacare is estimated to cost about $700 million, but just as concerning as the extremely high price of the campaign is the kind of ads it's running throughout the nation. Wendy Griffith has more.
The campaign's main targets are mostly the working poor and young people. And while AARP is encouraging parents to nudge their kids about health insurance by sending them e-cards, an ad for Colorado's insurance exchange is pitching birth control coverage for random sexual encounters. With the tagline, "Let's get physical," this ad shows a young woman boasting about how easy it is to get birth control with Obamacare. So all she has to worry about is getting a guy between the covers. Despite the controversial and expensive attempts to convince Americans that buying Obamacare is a good decision, Republicans say it's still a disaster.
Well, certainly the rollout itself and a malfunctioning website isn't the problem. Obamacare itself is the problem. You know, a road towards socialized medicine that's unaffordable and unasked for, unpopular, it's not workable. That's the problem. People want Obamacare scrapped.
You know what? On average, the latest report says 41% premium increase throughout the nation. And in 5 states, the premiums have gone up 100%. So we have to scrap it and start anew and get a bipartisan consensus that actually puts the patient first and lowers the premiums.
Wendy Griffith, CBN News.
This is so important because what we're seeing here, if you need to go get Is America Under God's Judgment? There's 3 phases of a nation being turned over to itself. 3 phases. And understand, in each of these phases, this is not the judgment type thing where it's all over. This is discipline from a loving God who wants us to be saved. He's not trying to write us off. He wants to write us in. So understanding that, then that this advertising for this healthcare plan that's promoting the very things of a nation being turned over. They're saying, go for it. I mean, they got a kid with a keg of beer squirting it down his throat. They got a woman who's about to have sex, all she can get between the sheets now because of this particular guy, because of birth control. And so what is it? We're being given over. We're being given over to this thing. You got to hear it because there's a response from God's people. We can do something. And the biggest thing that we can do is begin to humble ourselves, repent from our wicked ways. Don't point at the world, and the world will benefit from that. Is America under God's judgment?
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even maps. Visit VFNTV.com and become a sponsor or a partner. Listen, do it today. It's your partnership, your giving financially that is helping us take the gospel all around the world. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com. Become a partner today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to PFN Radio every day, you know, we're 24-7, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24-7, anytime, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire two-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear.
And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. Or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you can't, you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you.